Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is How to Turn Your Calm Husband into a Nervous Wreck. Get lost driving him to his colonoscopy. I don't need anybody to drive me to my colonoscopy, my husband said. Just stay home and I'll be fine. Nobody drives to their own medical procedures, I replied. I'm going. I want to help. He argued with me about it all week until he read the medical form and discovered that unless he had a driver, they wouldn't do the procedure. I guess you have to drive me, he finally said. That's what it says in the medical form. Yep, I figured as much, I replied. The morning of the colonoscopy, he woke me out of the deepest sleep I've ever been in. It was 5:45, and daylight wouldn't lighten the bedroom for at least another hour. He had been up all night. A colonoscopy, for those of you who don't know, means drinking something horrid at 9 p.m. so you can stay on the toilet until 2 a.m., at which time you drink another dose of the horrid stuff, which helps you realize you only thought you were cleaned out. There is more to come. Did you drink all the horrid stuff? Are you done with the prep? I asked when coffee had woken me up enough to speak. I think so. What do you mean you think so? You're not sure? I'm taking extra clothes, just in case. Which wasn't very reassuring. After pulling on my clothes, locating my glasses, and putting my hair in a clip, I said, I'm ready. There was a bright full moon, almost no traffic, and I was full of coffee. This made me feel cheerful and optimistic as we pulled out of the driveway. But then I wasn't the one having the colonoscopy. My husband was calm and stoic about the whole thing, which was a stark contrast to my jittery state a couple of years ago when I had my first colonoscopy. No one would ever guess he had spent the better part of the night glued to the toilet. He fiddled with Google Maps while I drove, although I told him we didn't need directions. I know where to go, I said. He turned on Google Maps anyway, and she, the Google woman who directs us with quiet authority through every twist and turn of every journey, told us to turn right, then left, then right again at the stoplight, and so on. So far, so good. But when we got to the hospital turnoff, Google woman went silent on us. Is this where we're supposed to turn? What's wrong with her? She's made me miss the turn by not saying anything, I said. She must have frozen up, my husband replied. I swerved into a shopping center beyond our turnoff, spun the car around in a U-turn, and we waited at what must have been the world's longest stoplight, minutes that felt like eons ticked by. My calm husband was growing antsy. I thought there must be a malfunction with the light until it finally turned green and I floored it back onto the highway, the whole time listening to Google Woman tell us she was recalculating. Can't you shut her up? I said as I drove back to the turn I had missed. But my husband, instead of listening to me, kept listening to her. It's not on this street, he said. What do you mean it's not on this street? It's right here. I pointed to a brick building across from the hospital. It looked empty. This isn't the address. You've got to turn around and go back. This time my calm, stoic husband was getting agitated. Wouldn't it be terrible if we got there too late and they couldn't do the colonoscopy, so you had to go through the entire prep procedure all over again? I said. I don't think he appreciated my input. He kept listening to Google Maps, and I kept telling him we were going the wrong way. Just follow the instructions, he said. 10 minutes later, we pulled into the parking lot of a strange building I had never seen before. "This is it," he announced. "It can't be. I don't remember this being where I had my colonoscopy." But we rode the elevator to the fourth floor. Our doctor's name was on the door. We entered a vast waiting room where the medical staff was expecting him. And because of COVID, they sent me outside to wait in the car. A little more than an hour later, my husband emerged from the medical building, strode to the car, and I drove us home. I should have known to follow the instructions instead of my instincts, because there have been so many times when I've gotten us lost. Once, when the kids were little and we were heading home from the beach, he said he needed a nap and asked if I could drive. He pulled into a McDonald's and we switched places. 1 hour later, he woke up as I was pulling into the same McDonald's. I had driven in a complete loop. A couple of years ago, I was driving my mother and my aunt to a museum in a small neighboring town. I lost the Google signal and ended up on a lonely stretch of road that didn't look familiar to any of us. We meandered around country roads for a while, but finally made it to the museum just before closing time. I always get lost in hospitals and schools. Why do they have to be so confusing? I don't understand this directional deficiency, but I saw a name for it in Scientific American. It is called developmental topographic disorientation. In a New York Times article, I read about how you can take steps to improve your sense of direction by doing things like mapping out your route before you go, being extra mindful of where you are, practicing different routes to the same place, refusing to use the GPS as a crutch, and figuring out where north is. This last one does not compute for the person who is directionally challenged. When I told my husband there was a name for my malady and I was going to start working on my sense of direction, he said, "That's fine, but next time I go for a medical procedure, I'm calling Uber." Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris KK Aria on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.